This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a recording by the pianist Mieczysław Horzowski. Horzowski was born 95 years ago in Poland and now lives in Philadelphia, where he teaches at the Curtis Institute of Music. The album reveals a man who continues to approach his music with passion and sensitivity.
Pianist Mieczysław Horzowski's name has been a name I've valued for years, but only in conjunction with other names I value. In other words, I think of him primarily as a chamber music specialist, a partner to some of the greatest musicians of this century, Pablo Casals, violinist Joseph Szigety, clarinetist Reginald Kell, the Budapest Quartet. He also made several marvelous chamber music recordings as a member of the short-lived New York Quartet. In fact, because I never heard him play a recital, I never really thought of Horzowski as a soloist, even though he recorded the Chopin First Piano Concerto over 30 years ago and has performed complete cycles of Beethoven and Mozart sonatas in concert. None Such Records, however, has remedied this misconception with its recent release of a Horzowski solo album, recorded last year when he was 94 years old. This is no mere souvenir of a once distinguished artist or a feat of inventive engineering. These are very much performances that show the wisdom and rediscovered innocence of old age. Even the Debussy Children's Corner Suite has an air of profound retrospection, the great-grandfather watching the young ones with nostalgia and infinite sympathy. Though Horzowski has no direct descendants of his own, the liner notes tell us he married for the first time in 1981, when he was 89. His touch is tenderly secure and eloquent. His tempos are on the slow side, but rhythmically alive. The pace never flags. What we get isn't so much a performance as a vision. Here's part of the most extraordinary selection on the record, Mozart's achingly beautiful Fantasy in D minor, one of those archetypal Mozart works that gets deeper and sadder the more beautiful it gets, a piece that in its very brevity seems both to question and accept the mystery of time itself and the pain of its inevitable passing.
Thank you.
Horzhovsky is a direct musical descendant of Beethoven and Chopin. His great teacher, Theodor Leschetizky, was a student of Beethoven's pupil, Czerny. Horzhovsky's mother studied with a student of Chopin's. This new record includes two Chopin nocturnes and Beethoven's Second Sonata. It's a generous selection that demonstrates the generosity of its performer. This entire record makes me think of what Yeats, towards the end of his life, called tragic joy, and especially these lines from his extraordinary poem, The Apparitions, which he wrote when he was a mere 73. When a man grows old, his joy grows more deep day after day. His empty heart is full at length, but he has need of all that strength because of the increasing night that opens her mystery and fright.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed a new Nonesuch recording by pianist Mstislav Horzhovsky.